On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Well, searches are continuing in the Eastern Cape for people who are missing following yesterday's floods. The death toll has shot up to 49. Premier Oscar Mabuyane says the tally includes school children whose school transport vehicle was swept away in Mthatha.
For all these years that I've lived, I've never seen something like this. Disasters have hit our province. We are now a disaster-prone province. We know at least for the last 2-3 years we've witnessed these torrential rains, but more in summer. We've never experienced this. We always knew that we'll have a disaster of snow in winter. We've never seen this kind of a combination of snow and torrential rains in winter simultaneously.
In KZN, the severe weather has left a trail of destruction across 16 wards in Msunduzi. The city says the most severe damage was reported in Vulindlela. Newswatch's Qinokuhle Malinga reports.
Municipal teams have been clearing debris, removing fallen trees and restoring power supply. The city says disaster management teams are providing relief to affected families while assessments of damage continue. Meanwhile, Eskom in KZN says its technicians have been dispatched across the province to repair infrastructure that has been damaged. The utility says the weather conditions and inaccessibility to some areas are delaying full restoration. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
The South African Scholar Transporters Association in KZN is accusing local taxi associations of extortion. It says taxi bosses are demanding thousands of rands to let them operate. The Scholar Transport Association's Sihle Magubane says it's happening despite scholar transport operators having valid permits.
The only matter that got our eye up is that in one of the area of which it's called Gwatubuza, they summoned all the scholar transporters and they issued a letter and they said to all scholar transporters, they must come on the 12th of this month and they must bring 3,000 rand each, and of which they said on the letter they will do permits for them.
He's urging the Provincial Transport Department to step in. Santaco's Fiso Shangase says the Taxi Council is distancing itself, insisting that no operator has been instructed to collect fees from scholar transport drivers.
Santaco knows nothing about 3,000. You know, we can just make a follow-up.
The latest version of the budget has been adopted in a unanimous vote.
88 voted against and 268 voted in favour. The question is accordingly agreed to. Yes, I indicated 2 abstentions.
Only the MK party and the EFF voted against adopting it, while Bosa abstained. Responding to the debate that preceded the vote, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana defended the budget.
Despite all of these things, we've managed to increase social grants by more than inflation. It's a fact. We're spending more than 61% on the social wage. The third point we want to raise, this budget is about growth. You can't fault the budget. 409 billion rand is going to spend on the transport infrastructure over the next 3 years. If it's not spent properly, that's your duty as members of parliament to do your oversight.
Durban 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 19, Richards Bay 21. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.